this message from the year 2038 to tell you one thing. La Liga was right. La Liga was right.
Want a better future for the planet? Then listen up. This is the Green Desk with Lily Peacock, thanks to the Monaco Beautification Charitable Trust.
Hello, today I have Christy Lawson and Kalinda Rowe here in studio with me. Hello, how are you both?
Hi, really good, thank you.
That's great. Lovely day we're having today, isn't it?
It's a lovely, gorgeous day out there, yeah.
Makes such a difference, I feel.
It just lifts your mood, don't you find?
Yeah, definitely. I go out and I'm like, yes, I can do it today, sunny. Now, Kalinda, you are the chairperson of Greyland 2030, that's right?
That's correct, yes.
And you're joining a global movement towards transition towns?
We are part of the transition town movement, yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. They're really sort of grassroots, community-based organisations that take local action to reduce the effects of climate change and peak oil, very much grassroots. For instance, we've started up a local farmers market in Greyland, a business association, we run a car boot market, and we've just recently joined with another community group to set up a community recycling centre.
Oh, all fantastic work getting it done. So you're also hosting the Bring Your Own Bag, Think Beyond Plastic event this Sunday, the 2nd of July?
That's correct, yes. So this is our fourth year campaigning for the banning of single-use plastic bags. This year we're going to host an event up at the Bank Hall on the corner of Great North Road and Tuarangi Street in Greyland, up by the Greyland shops. We're going to have, there'll be an educational aspect to it. We're going to have some fun bag-making activities. There will be music, there will be food, and we have some great speakers, including Christy here. We also have Denise Roche from the Green Party, and we're pretty excited that Phil Goff is coming to speak at our event as well.
Oh, that sounds like an excellent lineup. Live, it's always good, isn't it? Christy, so you run a blog called Zero Waste Warrior, and you're also the head of Zero Waste NZ, is that correct?
That's me, that's a Facebook group, yep.
Fantastic. And what brought you to that experience of switching to wasteless living?
Oh, it's been a fairly long journey, a long time coming, I guess. I started a few years ago when I saw a documentary called Manufactured Landscapes, and it follows a photographer as he travels around China documenting places where humans have had a massive impact. So he takes photographs. When you look at the photos, they look stunningly beautiful, and then you take a closer look and you actually realise what you're looking at. It's pure devastation. And after watching that documentary and the massive big factories that they photographed and took footage of, I decided I never wanted to buy anything ever again. I had to pull that back a little bit, and it's been a journey since then. I discovered the global zero waste movement, and I discovered that I could actually have an impact rather than feeling completely helpless about these huge environmental issues.
I think we've all been there. I know I definitely have, feeling powerless towards climate change. It's such an overwhelming force, and there's so many facets towards it, and I guess waste is a really big one, but it's also quite an easy, not easy problem to tackle, but it's like a finite problem, you know. There's tangible things you can do in your everyday life, right, that
totally.
You can kind of do to deal with that. Right, let's kick things off with a bit of background around the event. So you've been doing it for 4 years, and what are you hoping to achieve by putting this event on?
Really, it's about raising awareness within our community as to the damage that the plastic bags do, particularly in our marine environment. We're in New Zealand, we use around 1 billion plastic bags a year, and that's an awful lot.
1 billion?
Yes, and I think I've heard somebody quote that every single plastic bag that was ever produced in the world is still here somewhere.
It's so wasteful,
isn't
it?
Whether it be in a landfill or, and obviously the bigger damages to the marine environment, where turtles and fish get caught up or swallow the plastic, and the birds as well.
Yeah, it's a huge issue
it's
in the
huge
marine
issue.
Environment.
That's right. That's
it's insane.
It's really overwhelming.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got remote islands that are completely covered in plastic that have no people on them, which is
crazy.
Something I find really hard to kind of face up. So the Mayor, Phil Goff, wanted to introduce a levy that would mean that user pays for plastic bags, right? So something in the UK exists already where you pay 10 cents to use a plastic bag.
That's right, they introduced that a year or two ago, I think, and their statistics show that that has reduced plastic bag usage by 85%.
Oh, wow,
just
that's
by
quite effective.
A levy in place. That's right.
And France have something similar where they've banned plastic use for takeaway anything, right?
Yeah, there are a lot of countries around the world. I've got a list here. Bangladesh was the very first country in the world to ban plastic bags, and that's because they found that the plastic bags cause a lot of the bad flooding they had a number of years ago. They were blocking up the drains.
Really?
That's right.
Plastic bags cause the flooding?
That's right. It was a major contributor towards that flooding. Therefore they were the first country to ban plastic bags. And there's a lot of countries in Africa, there's China, Taiwan, Macedonia, Botswana, Kenya, Rwanda, Morocco, England, Ireland, Denmark, France, Germany, etc., that have all either banned plastic bags completely or put a levy on them.
And why do New Zealanders still use plastic bags, and why have we not banned it yet?
That's a really good question.
Yes.
I mean, in your experience with Zero Waste NZ, you must be in contact with a lot of people who want to make that transition to, you know, using less plastic or have made it. What are your thoughts on that?
I think on an individual level, it's a very simple swap to make. The challenge is convincing people for whom this kind of information is so out of their norm that that's the thing to do. And I think, unfortunately, you do have to have a national levy or a ban to be able to make real progress, because we can make progress as individuals, but we don't have a lot of time in this issue. You know, it's growing every day, and our current government isn't exactly known for their environmentally conscious policies. Luckily, it's an election year, so I don't know if that will have much. Maybe it's time to change.
We're the Green Desk, hope so.
Yeah, there's lots of excuses. Unfortunately, the packaging industry has a pretty tight stranglehold on our current government, it seems. They've got very strong lobbyists who are very persistent and very well resourced, and it's up to us to have a louder voice than what they do.
What about alternative packaging? You know, there's products that are made out of plant material that are wasted anyway. I mean, there's, you know, plastic made out of plants. I mean, are those alternatives, can they replace how we're using plastic bags these days and as a better option, as well as have a levy on plastic? Or is it just get rid of anything that resembles plastic?
I think I'd prefer a total ban, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's easy enough to have a reusable bag. And there are a few schemes around, such as boomerang bags and gecko bags, that are trying to get... So there'll be a crate of reusable cloth bags at the entrance to a supermarket. So if you forget your own bag, you could grab one. The next time you come back, you can take it back. So there are lots of ways that you can easily replace the need for a plastic bag. And I think a levy or a biodegradable bag is certainly a step in the right direction.
From my experience, I've found when talking to people, they all say, oh, yes, I have my reusable bags, but I left it at home. I forgot about it. So it's something that's in people's consciousness, and I think boomerang bags is a really great example of a scheme that would work for just in case you do forget your bag. Here's one here that you can use. Mm-hmm. It's such a simple solution, and there's no reason why we can't make steps to reduce that waste.
And what about compostable waste in the takeaway industry? I mean, there's takeaway foods, takeaway coffees. Obviously, that can't go away. We can't always be carrying around containers with ourselves. Sometimes it's just not convenient with the lifestyles that people lead. And I think convincing them to change habits is probably going to be a bigger job. Is there room for compostable products there?
I think that's definitely a step in the right direction. You can't expect people to completely change overnight. And so if you make a slow shift away from these petroleum-based products to things that can actually be composted, as long as they're being composted in the right facilities, that's one thing to remember, is that when you have a compostable cup, you can't generally just put it into
Don't put it in the rubbish.
Right. if you put things into landfill that are biodegradable, they are not going to biodegrade in landfill. They're going to emit methane, and that's a dangerous greenhouse gas, which is 25 times more powerful than carbon dioxide. Nothing breaks down in landfill, so it all has to be disposed of in a responsible way. But I think compostable packaging is definitely a positive step forward.
Well, that's very good, because I'm a big fan of compostable packaging. One last question before we wrap it up. Who should be responsible for solving plastic waste issues here in New Zealand and abroad? Who should be responsible? Whose responsibility is that to solve?
Every one of us.
That's, you know, right.
We all need to take individual responsibility, I think, because when you purchase a product, you are basically saying to the manufacturer, please make more of these products. So every purchase you make, you could either have the choice of supporting sustainable initiatives or destroying the world. So it all depends on what side of the fence you'd like to be on. And we'd like our government to be on the right side of the fence also. So if they can make some responsible decisions for the future, that would be really cool.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think it's definitely up to the government to drive some of those initiatives, because it's all very well if one supermarket introduces a levy on plastic bags, for instance, but if the other supermarkets don't do it, they start to lose customers. And we've seen instances where supermarkets have imposed levies and then taken them off again simply because of the pressure from their customers. Whereas if the government imposes it and everybody has to get rid of them, then we're all on an even playing field.
Well, thank you both so much. That was Christy Lawson and Kalinda Rowe here in the studio live today.
That was the Green Desk, thanks to the Monaco Beautification Charitable Trust.